Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So, a few surprises at the U.S. Open. Advancing of Roger Federer, of course, Rafael Nadal, Kim Clijsters, and Venus Williams. They all easily made it through their matches, but we're in the third round. And last night, Andy Murray, after a huge, more than four-hour match, lost to Stanislas Wawrinka. Well, he held a very disappointed news conference. We don't actually have the audio of that, but Amy Eddings is with us, host of All Things Considered here on WNYC, New York Public Radio, there at the U.S. Open over the weekend. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
And did you watch that Andy Murray match where Wawrinka really just ground him out and he didn't have it in the end?
Yeah, it was this amazing seesaw match, especially in the first two sets. Wawrinka had a chance to win the set, let it go. Wild tiebreak, great swings of momentum. Andy Murray, fourth seed, many thinking he's the guy who's going to go all the way, get his first slam here at the U.S. Open after being a finalist in 2008 and losing to Roger Federer. He takes the first set. Second set, Andy Murray serving for the set, 5-2. Wawrinka reels off three straight games in a row. That one goes to a tiebreak. Another wild swing of momentum. Wawrinka doing some amazing shots. He wins that set, and then Andy Murray, just the wheels fell off after that. He was very dispirited, grumpy, leaning over on his racket, muttering to his box, and Wawrinka takes the next two sets, 6-3, 6-3.
If there's a signature contest at the U.S. Open, it is this long, grinded-out match. I mean, you get lots of speedy matches, and Federer hasn't, I don't think, dropped a game yet, or at least he's not dropped a set so far.
No, and neither has Rafael Nadal. And with Murray out of the way, there's a stronger chance of what I think everybody is salivating for, which is a Federer-Nadal final. But we have to see how Robin Soderling does. Robin Soderling, a giant killer, defeating Nadal and Federer in recent years. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. There could be a Soderling-Federer quarterfinal coming up. Federer gets through that. It's a really strong chance he'll meet Nadal in the final.
Before we talk about Venus Williams, who also advanced, to Sam Querrey, an American, still in it. Is there going to be a sort of a backstory to how far he advances?
You know, that would be great. Sam Querrey's having an excellent year. He's won, I believe, four titles, performing really well. But, you know, Rafael Nadal is leading six Spaniards into the fourth round for the men. There's four Spaniards in the top 20. There's currently four Americans in the top 20. Querrey, John Isner, who lost last night, tough match to Russia's Mikhail Yuzny, and Marty Fish, who's looking really, really strong. So there's a possibility we could see some American men get through to the semifinals, but I don't think they're going to take it all the way. Nadal and Federer are just too dominant.
Yeah, I think you may be right about that. Amy Eddings, can anyone beat Venus Williams on the women's side?
Venus Williams is looking so great for somebody who hasn't played since Wimbledon. She's been nursing a knee injury all this summer. She's just getting stronger and stronger. She faces some stiff competition, possibly with Clijsters in the semifinal.
All
Kim
right,
Clijsters,
we'll,
defending champion.
We'll stay tuned for that. Amy Eddings, host of All Things Considered on WNYC, watching the U.S. Open in Flushing Meadows, Queens.